You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And it's a very good morning to Roman Coz. We find him lurking in Cozzy's Corner, as we usually do. Now, what have you got for us this morning, mate?
Well, today, Pete, I want to talk about an absolute legend of the music world, especially with his songwriting partner, Jerry Lieber, and that's a guy called Mike Stoller. Mike was actually born Michael, changed his name by Deep Pile for some reason when he was able to, but obviously didn't like the name Michael. He was born in Long Island, New York, to Jewish parents on March the 13th, 1933, which made him 89 yesterday. And, of course, me listening to one of their songs played by you yesterday afternoon, and I thought, well, why not? So we'll get stuck into them.
Yeah, now that sounds great.
Yeah, look, you can't really talk about Mike Stoller without having Jerry Lieber in the background or vice versa, because I think those two were joined at the hips. He was also of Jewish parents, born in the same year, and between them, they had over 70 chart hits.
Wow.
They first had a song that was published for them by a guy called Jimmy Witherspoon way back in 1950 when they were 17. It had a song title which would really get the thumbs down these days, so I won't mention it.
Okay.
But their first hit in 1952 was called Hard Times and was done by a blues artist at the time called Charles Brown. And I wonder if he had anything to do with that song, Charlie Brown, but we'll never know that one. We're just guessing there.
Possibility, you never know.
Well, I think it's a big chance, actually, but we can't prove it.
No.
That year in 1952, they wrote a song called Hound Dog for Big Mama Thornton, who was a top female blues artist at the time. That went to number one for 7 weeks, sold 2 million records, and of course, as we know, 4 years later, Elvis Presley's version also became number one, and I'm sort of wondering whether that's the first song that was number one for two artists. It probably isn't, but it makes for conjecture.
It's certainly a possibility, I've got to say, yeah.
It most certainly is. 1954, Atlantic Records, they started their ventures with a group called The Coasters, and boy, did they write some songs for them. Poison Ivy, Charlie Brown, Along Came Jones, Yakety Yak, Stand By Me, which they co-wrote with Ben E. King, and John Lennon made a very good version of that some years later. On Broadway, which they co-wrote with husband and wife team Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil.
You've heard of them somewhere too as songwriters, yeah.
Well, Barry Mann is probably best known for the song Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb, She Whitey Whitey. Between them, Barry Mann and Cynthia wrote 53 UK hits that made the charts and 98 in the USA. So I think I'll probably be doing something on them sometime in the future for sure.
Yeah.
In 1955, they wrote a song called Black Denim Trousers and Motorcycle Boots for a group called Cheers. And in one of the strangest things that I read, Edith Piaf, of all people, recorded the song.
Goodness me. It doesn't sound quite right, does it?
It sounds really weird.
It sounded more like our Johnny Painter, actually, when you said that.
All right, just be careful.
I'm talking about the motorcycle stuff.
No, yes, I know what you're talking about. Don't worry about not the singing, for sure. She recorded, and if you'll pardon my French, is La Home a la Moto. So must tell Johnny Painter that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Goodness me, yeah.
On a trip that year, Mike Stoller and his wife actually went overseas and met Edith Piaf. And on their return, they were very lucky to end up alive because they were involved in the maritime disaster involving a ship called the Andrea Doria, which was accidentally ran by a Swedish ship, and there were 46 lives lost. But luckily, 1,600 saved. When they got back, Jerry Lieber said to Mike, "Mike, Hound Dog is number one for Elvis." And Mike replied, "Elvis who?"
Oops.
So he obviously didn't know anything about it on the way over.
No.
Now, for Elvis, they wrote songs like Loving You, just between them, Jailhouse Rock, Treat Me Nice, Don't King Creole, She's Not You. They were quite a conjunction with him. In 1960s, they produced through their own Redbird Records Company hits for groups like the Shangri-Las with Leaders of the Pack, the Dixie Cups with Chapel of Love, In 1969, Peggy Lee won a Grammy Award with their song, Is That All There Is? And Jerry Lieber also helped write the song Jackson, which, as we know, Johnny Cash and June Carter did a terrific version of, as well as Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra. In 1972, they were involved in a major production on an album called Steeler's Wheel and sung by the group of the same name, and from that came a big hit of 1972 called Stuck in the Middle with You, which charted really, really well. In the late 1970s, they did an album for a girl called Elkie Brooks. Now, I'm wondering if she changed her name because she was born Elkie Bookbinder.
Really? Goodness me, I think I'd be changing my name too.
Oh, well, she might be Elkie Brooks through marriage, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
She's had top 10 hits in the UK with songs like Pearls, the Singer, which apparently is her signature song, and Sunshine After Rain. I don't know her at all, so...
Yeah, I can't say I've ever heard of her either. Yeah,
look, but obviously she's got quite a bit of ability to be doing top 10 hits over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically, by that 1980, the boys had retired. Jerry, unfortunately, died in 2011 of cardiopulmonary failure. He was age 78. And I thought I might as well just mention a couple of the other songs that they were involved in. 1952, Kansas City, which Wilbert Harrison did a terrific version of in 1959. 1955, Ruby Baby for the Drifters, and Dion, of course, did a version of that in 62. 1959, Love Potion number 9 for the Clovers. And, of course, the Searchers did version in 64. The Drifters, There Goes My Baby, Dance With Me. 1961, Girls, Girls, Girls for the Coasters again. The Foremost did a very good version of that in the 1965, UK hit for them. Bossa Nova Baby in 1962 for the Clovers, and of course Elvis did a version the following year. In 1963 they did I Who Have Nothing, which was originally done by Benny King, but music people really know that Shirley Bassey in 63, the same year, and Tom Jones in 1970 really took hold of that song and turned it into something quite special.
Yeah, there's a great version of that from Normie Rowe too.
Yes, that's right too, of course. Yes, I'd forgotten about Normie. He didn't come up in the little list. Yes, you're right, Pete. He did a very, very good version of that too.
Mm.
Just to show there was life in the old boy, back in 1994, Mike Stoller wrote a song called Regulate, which was recorded by Warren G and Nate Dogg, two rappers. And it was number one US hot rap single of that particular year. So there he is writing songs 42 years after, you know, after they originally started. So,
yeah, he hasn't lost it, obviously. So that's great.
He hasn't lost it. And he's still alive. He was, as we said, he was 89 yesterday, an absolute legend.
Yeah.
Pete, I'm going to get you to play a song that we mentioned a little bit earlier, where there might have been a strange connection between a guy called Charles Brown and the song called Charlie Brown.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. Thank you, Roman Koz, for all that information. You're always a fountain of information. And,
I get it all out of Wikipedia. I'm not that smart.
Well, I don't know. You know, well, we can always tell people you are. Why not?
I keep doing it.
Nah, it's all good, mate, and I shall chat to you next time.
Okie doke.
Cheers.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.